If you invite someone over to your house and you're looking forward to them to come, if he doesn't come,
I'll scream. I'll be very disappointed.
How about, if you're both going to be glad to see someone, you say, be glad to see you, but, how about if you say, anytime you can come over,
we'd be glad to have you.
And, could you use the word proud in that sense? We'll be proud to
have you? Yes, we'd be proud to have you, yes.
How do the two differ? We'll be glad and we'll be proud.
Well, I think all mean about the same. All means the same.
What if you, you said to a child who's misbehaving, if you do that again, I'll
whip you. I'll spank you.
And if you, if you pick up a paddle and you say to him, I'm going to have to
spank you.
What do you call it when a boy's beginning to pay serious attention to a girl? He is. When he keeps falling over, going over the girl's house, you say he's.
I was going to see a girl, or girl over there he likes.
When he, when he's just paying all the attention to her and he's going over there.
In love with her?
Well, how about he's, did you ever say he's going with her?
Oh yes, going with her.
Which one do you use the most?
Going with her.
How about, do you ever say he's sweet on her? Or?
No, I say going with her.
You know any other terms for that?
No.
What if he's not too serious about it?
I say, well, he likes her.
If, what do they call him? He is her?
Girlfriend?
But what is he? He is her?
Boyfriend.
And, what if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar? His little brother says, you've been
kissing a girl.
How about any other words? Old-fashioned words?
Kiss? No, no kiss. Mm-mm.
You ever say spooning or necking or?
Necking. Yeah, necking.
How about, old girl, she turns a fella down and, you might say if he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
I would say she don't like him.
And if,
she not in love with him.
If she would not have him, she...
If she, what you mean, if she wouldn't go with him anymore, she quit him.
How about a couple, they go down to the preacher and they get...
Married.
And do you know any other ways of saying that? Humorous ways?
No more than they get married or they get tied together. No, we use that way, the preacher tied them together.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
Stand up with the...
The fellow the groom picks to be his.
Oh, Lord, now you know I know that. Best man?
Uh-huh. How about, you know any other names for that, old-fashioned words?
No, I'm just heard that, if I get married and I say, I'll get somebody to stand for me and Charlie get somebody to stand for him. That's